Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, let's start with the Spillman system.
Okay. As far as the internal Spillman system, I don't know. I wouldn't want to speculate what you would find, what you would feel would be beneficial to you or your client. I just know that it was communications between the previous sheriff and employees here that was sexually explicit, indicating that he was having some type of romantic affair and had sent nude photographs to some of these employees. And then actually, I think in the end, he actually tried to have ordered deputies to go retrieve those from the civilian employees.
And didn't he order Landis? Wasn't Landis one of the deputies ordered to go obtain those pictures?
I do believe so, but I don't know that firsthand. That wasn't part of my part of it, but that's what I understood, yes, that he and another deputy were told back in, I believe it was in 2014, so it was quite some time ago. Some of that stuff went back.
Are you aware of any communications the sheriff was having with civilians regarding Brian?
I am.
And what are those communications, and have those been turned over to the state?
No, because I don't have them. It was nothing that I had here at the sheriff's office. I'm privy to it because of the investigation, but it's nothing that I obtained. I think a lot of the stuff was also obtained through the federal search warrants for Facebook records, communications, text messages. We provided the FBI with all of our cell phone records here at the county, radio logs, phone logs, activity logs, GPS locations. But I think as far as the what I do know, just because I was part of one of the investigations, I know the communications between Wayne Gallant and Don Landis on Facebook. I am privy to some of that because they asked me to verify some of the documentation and location where that took place, if that's what you're alluding to.
But you don't have possession of those.